I have to be honest, this week it's been real hard for me to concentrate. A lot of my day has been consumed by reading stories in the paper or on the internet about that awful tragedy that we witnessed last Friday in Newtown, Connecticut at Sandy Hook Elementary School. What made it even more difficult for me is when I found out that 8 of those precious, adorable children were parishioners at St. Rosalima Catholic Church, most of them getting ready to make their first communion in the springtime, an experience that they never were able to make. As I was praying for that poor community and that poor church, I was also praying for the priests, Father Suarez and Monsignor Weiss, who were the priests at St. Rosalima, who had 8 funerals. So a lot of my prayer this week was asking God, what would I say? What would I do if I had to be one of those priests to celebrate a funeral for one of those children who suffered in that horrible tragedy? And so today, my homily is an attempt around a funeral homily that I would have given if I would have celebrated one of the funerals of those children. I hope it brings as much comfort to you as it did to me in preparing for this week's homily. The question that is most often asked in this horrible tragedy is why? Why did this awful thing happen? Why did so much suffering and pain and sorrow take place last Friday? And my friends, anyone who has an answer for that question is fooling themselves. There is no answer. There is no answer for why this terrible tragedy took place. We ask the question why because we're desiring to know, we're desiring to feel and experience God's pain, but there is no answer because evil and sin never make sense. But what we do, we're here today because we know that God can help us through the sorrow and the pain that we feel. We know that God is here in our midst and He's never going to leave us. Another question that we've probably heard several times this week is, where was God in this tragedy? Where was He? My friends, our God was right there. He was right there in the midst of the suffering and the pain. He was gathering those children into His loving arms and preparing to take them home to be with Him forever in heaven. Our Lord was there in the midst of the pain and the suffering that was going on at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The presence of our Lord that day and the presence of our Lord in our lives remind us of our need for a Savior. We, maybe now more than ever in the history of humanity, we need our Lord. We need Him come into our lives to take away our pain and our sorrow and our sin. And we need Him to reach into our souls and heal us from the pain that we feel from this tragedy and from the pain and the sorrow that constantly surrounds us. In our responsorial song, we just proclaimed, we said, Lord, make us turn to You. We shall see Your face and we shall be saved. My friends, those young children and those heroic teachers and administrators who were there that day, they saw the face of God. And it's our hope as Christians that they stand in the presence of God and gaze on His face for all eternity because His love is real and His promise is true. We come before the Lord today on this fourth Sunday of Advent in this final time for preparation, asking the Lord to help us turn our hearts to Him. For in just a few days, our Lord will be born in the manger. And His mom and His dad will look on Him. And when they look on Him, their hearts will turn to God and they shall be saved. It is the presence of our Lord in our lives that give us the strength to carry on through this terrible tragedy. That the Lord will be with us. He will walk with us. He will guide us. He will never abandon us. That is the promise of the Word made flesh. The promise of our Lord who comes into our world. Little baby Jesus entered into our humanity. He made all humanity holy by His saving, loving works. And that's who we turn to today in our sorrow, in our pain, in our greatest need. We know that our God will answer us. In the first reading, we heard that for now God's greatness will reach the end of the earth, and there shall be peace. Our Lord Jesus is the peace that reaches across our world, that stretches into those places of evil and darkness and sin and changes us. That's the Prince of Peace that is coming into our lives. That's the Prince of Peace that we need now, especially in the time of this terrible tragedy, because our God, He's here. He's with us. He always will be. The presence of our Lord Jesus in our world turns our hearts into joy. He takes our sorrow and our pain and He turns it around and gives us the opportunity to rejoice in His love. The presence of our Lord Jesus in the gospel today gave Elizabeth and her son John great hope and great joy. For when Mary arrived at her cousin's house, Elizabeth was proclaiming God's love. The infant, the baby that was in her womb, leapt in her womb for joy. That's the presence that our Lord can have. That's the presence that He can bring us if we allow Him to change our hearts. If we come to Him and say, Lord, this pain and this sorrow is so great, it's so overwhelming, how are we going to manage? He says, I'm with you. I'm here. I'm with you in the pain and the sorrow, and I'll help turn that sorrow into joy. Just trust me. Just believe me. For all of you children that are here present today, you scratch your heads and wonder, wow, that's bad. That tragedy is bad. What's going to happen? Well, my friends, those of you who spend the majority of your life at school, don't be afraid. Trust in God. Trust in His love. Trust in His peace, because He's going to help make sure that the adults and the grown-ups in your life are going to do everything they can to not allow this awful thing to happen again. And so we trust, all of us, in the mercy of Jesus. We trust in His protection and His guidance. And we ask the Prince of Peace to enlighten our hearts and take away our pain. Let us not be afraid. Let us not be afraid to go to school. Let us not be afraid to learn and to grow up. Let's not be afraid of a world that this is going to happen again. We ask the Prince of Peace to come into our hearts to provide protection and love. And so don't be afraid, my friends. Don't be afraid to go to school, because there's a lot of people who care about you. A lot of people who will do everything they can to help protect you. I also want to say a word today to the parents that are gathered here who might have lost a child. They might have lost a child of any kind, whether it was a miscarriage or an adult child or anywhere in between. Those of you have probably seen pictures of the grieving families, and you know exactly what they're going through, because the loss of a child touches everyone. And so we thank you for being here today to bring your pain and your sorrow to the Lord. And we thank you for your example to show to these grieving, sorrowful, suffering families that there is hope, that God will wipe away that pain and sorrow and turn it into joy. Because of those of you who lost a child, you trust that God will take your child home to heaven. And it's the same hope and trust that we have, that God does the same thing for every one of those 20 children and those 6 teachers and administrators, that God will bring them home to Him. My friends, the image of our Lord Jesus coming to our world gives us great hope, because our Lord says, look, I want to be one of you. I want to share in your humanity. I want to be one of you. And then the suffering of our Lord on the cross reminds us that He entered everything into humanity. And so we come together today before the Lord's table and in His house, and we look at the presence of our Lord on the cross and we say, Lord, why? Why did those people have to suffer so much? Why did they have to die a senseless death? And why do we have so much pain and sorrow? And our Lord Jesus, who entered into humanity, who gathered everything of Himself, of us, to Himself, He says to us, I know exactly how you feel. I died a horrific death. I died a senseless death. I know how you feel. We come before our Lord today because He knows how we feel. We bring Him our sorrow and our pain and our loss and our grief, and we say, Lord, help us. And He says, I already have. I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. I will walk with you every step of your journey. We come together today to gather our pain and our sorrow and all of our prayers before our Lord. And He takes that sorrow and pain and changes it and gives us strength and He gives us hope. We also gather today as Catholics, and we have this special, wonderful opportunity to pray with all of the angels and saints. And every time we gather together as a family of believers and celebrate the Eucharist, heaven and earth joins together in that one sacrifice that Christ offered on the night before He died. Heaven and earth come together, and all of the angels and saints gather with us in that wonderful song of praise. That means that those little children, that those teachers who died heroically, they're right here with us now as we celebrate the Eucharist. When we pray with all of the angels and saints, they sing that song of praise to God with us. They're here. They're here now with us as we praise God. And our Lord reminds us, do this in memory of me. We carry on the memory of those loved ones. We carry on the memories of those who died in that tragic event last Friday. We continue to allow them to live on in our hearts and our souls and our minds. And we say, Lord, help us to make sure that this tragedy doesn't happen again. We ask you to help us, Lord, to take away our sin and our pain and the sorrow that we feel so that we may be united with you. May our celebration of the Eucharist today continue to open up our hearts to His love. May we continue to desire to see the face of God that we'll celebrate at Christmas. And then again, when He calls us home, may the Spirit of the Lord's love continue to guide us, bless us, and strengthen us. And may the pain and the sorrow that we feel be changed into joy. Into the joy of the Lord who comes into our lives. May God bless all of those young people that died in Newtown, Connecticut. And may He continue to bless each and every one of us so that we may open up our hearts to His love.